Hi, everybody. This is Ron Alatron from the Creation Light Shift, and we're here to have another wonderful evening with some healing. So here we go. Just sit back, relax, nothing for you to do. In fact, you can't do anything. You can just show up. That's about all you can do because the Light Shift does the healings for you. So if you're used to other types of modalities of healing where you have to attempt to move energy, etc., this is not needed. And in fact, if you do attempt that, it may actually make the healing not work for you. So just sit back and relax. We'll do the emotional clearing for the last 5 days. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do a feeling body. This is another invisible body. So 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do a mental body. Here we go. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, we'll see if our co-host is on. Are you out there, Annika, in cyberspace somewhere?
Yes, I'm out here in cyberspace, and thank you for being on here with us today. All of you, I see a few people on the fast chat. I just got it up here, so welcome everyone.
Collins are welcome.
Pardon?
Sorry. And Collins are welcome today.
Yes, we will take Collins today. We are on station one, and I will post those phone numbers just shortly here. There's a toll-free number that you can call. And I will see when I can get that up here. My computer is taking a little bit of time. But anyway, thank you for getting us a sample. These are samples that Ron is doing. He was just doing a sample of the emotional clearing and the feeling body clearing. And those were for the last 5 days, I believe. And if you don't know about Creation Light Shift and what Ron is actually doing, you can look at the website at www.creationlightship.com, and there's a lot of information on there. There is a lot of clearings that are available and a lot of information, like I said, and it's just fantastic to read that. So maybe you could get us, while I'm getting that number, maybe if you wouldn't mind, Ron, to get us heart-centered and explain what that is for those that are new. Ron, are you out there?
Yeah. So we live in a time-based reality. The reality is brought here by the aliens, not by the light, because the light doesn't have time. So on the light, you're in the present moment continuously. This is why you don't have anything from the past or the future typically bothering you, because you're only in the present moment. So once you think about that, you start wondering, gee, that's a little different, because I'm always worrying about stuff in the past, or wishing for maybe a better life in the future. And we all have situations that we deal with. And those situations are stored inside of our bodies that come up in each lifetime that the body, you know, has been created in, and from our parents, our ancestors. And all the issues of all of your ancestors are with you right now. The dark side doesn't want you to get rid of those, because they live off that emotional trauma energy as you begin to experience and also begin to heal these inside of you. So your body will sabotage itself to get well. It'll actually kill itself, and it'll bring up issues continuously for us to have the complete understanding that we have to get rid of them, which is to balance them out, to get rid of the judgment. The light ship does this for us if we're willing to have clearings done to get rid of the judgment stored inside of us, which is what Jesus did 2,000 years ago. Which they talk about, you know, having your sins being removed. That's what he came here to do. Well, it's just, he did a lot more than that, but that's basically what people kind of have the basic understanding is. But they think that Jesus is still working right now and has been ever since he left the planet, which is not true. Right now, the energy is here. But to my knowledge, Jesus' energy is not here in the churches, or when you pray to them, unless you go to your heart. So that's the whole thing, is what you want to connect with is your own energy with yourself. And then when you go to that, then you are connected to the divine source energy, which has all the masters and saints and angels that have been here, and not the energy from the dark side, God plane energy, the light of the darkness, as they cloned and imitated, you know, the true light. So let's drop down into our heart. Remember, the dark side gave us time, and we live in time. And we can't get out of that. Your body's living in time from all the DNA that's inside of there, which is judgment. Here we go. So let's come into a more peaceful space here. Think of an elevator, 10th floor is your forehead, your awakening thoughts inside of your head, we'll say. And the first floor will be your heart center, dropping down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, you should feel much more peaceful now, unless you were in your heart initially. And this is where you want to actually live your life. The question on the fast chat is, where is the creation light ship from? It's creation energy itself. This is the energy that created the universe of light. So it's everywhere and nowhere at the same time because it's a part of you. And it has to materialize when you go to that energy because that's where everything is created from. As far as, you know, pinpointing where it is, there's no such thing. You can't really find it, but you can go there, and I can bring people to the light ship. But it's source energy. So, back to you, Annika.
Yeah, thank you so much for that. I can feel that I actually really needed that, and it's a good thing to do a couple of times a day. There's definitely things that we can do to help ourselves stay more heart-centered and to drop into the and come back to the present moment and all that. And on the website up the top, there is actually a mind-to-heart drop that you can do and hear Ron take you through that if it's new to you or it's just easier to do it that way. I've heard a lot of people comment on that, that it's easier when they can hear Ron take us through it. So, yeah, Thomas has a comment here about it's easier to hear now what Ron is talking about. And I don't know if exactly what, you know, if it is like it is for me, you know, once I am more heart-centered, it's as if it is really easier to take in that information that is so valid that we're talking about here. So thank you, Thomas. I wanted to mention the numbers and the toll-free number that's for U.S. and Canada is 888-815-9756. And if you go to the BBS Radio Station 1 page, you will see a few other numbers. I also did put them on the fast chat. So there are a few other numbers in that in case that number is already busy by someone. Yeah, I don't really see any other questions right now, but maybe we can talk about some of the new things that we have coming up. This Friday, we have got another question and answer call, and they're so informative, and we had a wonderful time this Friday. And I really enjoy when everyone calls in and gives their own little versions. You know, it's so so great to hear that. So let me give you that number. That is after our show. We have BBS shows four times a week, so it's on Monday at 4 Pacific time. That's this one. Ron also has another show on Mondays which comes up after this. If you want to continue listening, it's wonderful. And that is Ask One Radio at 7 o'clock Pacific. And then we are also on Wednesday at 7 p.m. Pacific on BBS Radio. And I believe that's Station 1. And then on Station 2 on Friday is our BBS show at 6:55, finishes at 7:55. And right after, we are going to have our question and answer call again. So please join us on that one. That's 646-519-5800. The PIN number is 0009, and I would put that up on the fast chat as well. And also on Saturday, we have a wonderful call coming up. It's our monthly ascension call. It's an ascension preparation call that takes us 4 hours to the light ship. And maybe you want to talk a little bit about what we do in that call versus what we do on the call that we then have on the next following Sundays, which is 8-hour calls for maybe the new people that haven't been on your calls before, Ron.
Yeah, the 4-hour calls, I've been doing those for, I don't know, probably, I'm guessing, maybe 4 years now. So once a month we do a 4-hour Saturday call, and that's for what we call ascension preparation. We just bring in a lot of energies that are different than the standard conference calls that we have Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And so some people can't come on the weekly calls, but they can come on once a month. And then we do water charging for 7 days, so you have 7 containers of water. I think most people probably get about a half a gallon of water, and then you're able to drink that and or use it for like bath water or something at the end of each day. So each water is specially charged up for you for that for the next day, so that may work in consecutive order and sequence. So you get the water charged up on Saturday, you start drinking it Sunday and Monday on throughout the week. And you don't mix the water up, you just keep it sacred, and you don't want to boil it or heat it, or freeze it. You can warm it a little bit if you wish, but normally you want it at room temperature. So the best thing is just to get on the call if you're interested. It's $60, or if you want to get on all the calls for this coming month, which is 28 hours of healing, is $200. And if you have a spouse or somebody living with you, that's your relationship with, then they're $100. And if you have children, they are free under the age of 18 living at home. And naturally, your animals and pets can come up and the flowers. And we've had a lot of good success with people just talking about how much more their plants grew, their garden grew, et cetera, just by having these special little calls. So it's been quite interesting. But you get a lot of energy coming into your body. We do the amber blood session normally on that also. So you do have a different frequency of blood in you, and it feels better. So it's just an overall wonderful clearing experience and healing. The next day, which will be on this coming Sunday, then this will work for the next 3 consecutive Sundays, or 2 consecutive, 3 Sundays total. We're doing the 8-hour special conference calls where we actually go into the room outside the light ship, which is what we call the quarantine room. And this is where the light looks for parts of you, pieces of you that the darkness has stolen. And so they go to the dark side universes and look for you. And the parts that are there are normally completely corrupted or infested with darkness, and they take them out. So you could go onto the website and listen to a few shows if you like. On BBS, at the very top of the website, you can click on them. I'll give you the show dates, too. The first show that we did this on was 11:30:07, and the next one was 10:10:08. And those two shows, we take out a lot of extraterrestrial energies that live inside of you that you may not know anything about. But everybody has, I'm sure, as they're listening here on this program, you have felt something inside of you move at times, and you wondered, what the heck is that? And that's because these life forms do live in you. They move throughout your body. And once they get released, you can normally feel a little bit lighter. And once they're gone, then your spirit can come more fully into you. But the 8-hour calls are designed to find your spirit and your body that have been stolen, the parts of you, not just, you know, your whole piece of you. I mean, it could be a couple of skin fragments or maybe a couple of pieces of your hair follicles or something, but whatever the darkness has taken from you, it has to be found. And it could also be physical body organs. Maybe the dark side can clone body parts and put that into you, so they'll look for the parts that are created by the light and remove the cloned body parts that you have inside of your body. So this is what they do. Remember, the darkness steals parts of you. And when they steal the parts of you, then you don't know what part of you is actually real. Remember, we have clones today. So if you understand what clones are, you can really understand why the dark side does this and how they do it, because we see it on movies all the time now. And they can just take a part of you and then actually recreate you from that, and or cause that part of you pain and harm, and or send energy into that part of you that are, that's somewhere out in the universe of darkness, and then that will be transmitted onto you here. So it gets very kind of complicated. It's a little hard to explain, but the main thing is that when you go onto these calls on Sundays for 8 hours, you feel better, and you know, you have better health because of that. So back to you, Annika.
Yeah, and I just see Maria R is commenting and said she loves being on the Sunday calls and the four-hour call. And yes, it's fantastic. I can really recommend it. And there's a lot of healing and a lot to experience. So it's really wonderful. Speaking about all the things that are controlling us and all that, which you mentioned just a little bit, we have a wonderful new clearing that is online. It's not a new clearing, it's a clearing that Ron has been doing a lot of, but it's just a little bit expanded version, and that's the planet star attack removal. And if you want to look at all the clearings that are on the website, you just really can go on there and explore. It's a lot, and it's really great to have them online, and you can do them any time of the day. So speaking about that then with planets and what is out there, Ed has a question about how many planets are in our hologram?
Boy, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, what you see with your eyes open may not be real, you know, remember that. So it's a good question.
Yeah.
I really don't know. It's beyond me to figure that one out.
Yeah, Ed kind of continues on that, and he says, how big is the illusion? Because we all know it is this timeline, and calling it an illusion is really what it is, wouldn't you say, Ron?
Yeah, oops, I think we have a beep there. Is there a caller online?
Hi, yeah, I'm Larry. Hi, Ron and Annika.
Hi, Larry. How are you?
Yeah, maybe,
fine, thanks.
Maybe you could pipe in, too, and answer that same question.
And the same question?
It's a similar one.
The same question. I would say they're transmitting an illusion to us about the Earth and the other planets is what I'm getting on that. But I was mainly going to talk about why the people in our society, why they have such a difficult time understanding the problem that's going on inside of people. Like, they understand maybe 10% of it, which is the terminology of the issues, and they discuss that. But the other 90%, the energetics, they don't label that or understand that or try to understand what's going on there. The energetics, the darkness and the light, they don't tap into that in their mind consciousness and try to understand this, and they're being confused and deluded. And why is it so difficult for them to understand the other 90% of the problem that really is troubling and bothering them and to identify with that? And also, could they also, the aliens, could they also take away part of your heart or part of, you know, like they got a song, "He Got a Part of My Heart"? Or could they take a part of your mind out and put in an artificial cologne, part of your heart, part of your mind? Could they also be doing that with this energetic takeover that they're doing also?
Yeah, I would say so. I've often wondered, you know, you're in your reality right now where you are sitting, okay? And we know about the timeline, that time is changeable. Could it be possible that 1 mile from you, it doesn't really exist because you can't see it, but the people living 1 mile from you are living in their own illusion of time, and the only way that these two illusions connect to each other, you know, is when you actually consciously connect to someone. And other than that, maybe it's not there. Maybe there's an area, this is kind of far-fetched, but maybe, let's just say you live out in the country, right? And you have to drive on a road, we'll just say 10 miles to get to where you are, where you're living, okay? Well, does that area still exist, you know, when you're not on it? You know, I don't know. It's another way of looking at it. I mean, you know, if we're living in an illusion, then everything goes on the timeline. So what if they change the timeline? Anyway, I'll throw that out to you, Larry. What do you think on that one?
You can't connect to the person maybe a mile away if they're in the time illusion dimension, and you're in the light, and you're in reality. You can't connect with them unless they come to the light. They have to come to your light. This impulsating, impregnable light. They have to come to that light essence before they can understand you and who you are and connect with you, because they're in that illusionary thing about them, and unless they break through, they can't come to you and understand what your light is.
Yeah, it gets to be kind of a little different there, doesn't it?
Yes,
The mind twister here.
Yeah.
So, you know, basically, you know, are the stars real that you're looking at, you know? Or is it just a motion picture screen that they have everybody looking at in that time reality? Okay. And is that time reality just recorded so you can play it back if you wish to go back into the past? You know, that's another way of looking at it. Or is it actually still going on, you know? I would think that maybe the darkness, you know, that would take a lot of energy to keep the timeline going in reality. Our bodies have the timeline stored into it. So if we had no body, would there really be time, number one, okay, because we're using our body to determine time. And if the dark side is having a continuous, say, motion picture movie, do they want to waste all of that time by having everything recorded for everybody? Or do they just turn it off when you're sleeping? And then you wake up and they turn it back on again. You know, why would they want to have footage that's not being used? Anyway, food for thought, I guess.
I think it's like a witch that taps you on the head, and then all the stars that were real, then they're illusionary, and then you can't see the realism behind the stars and the people and everything that's going on.
Yeah. So, it's all very interesting, but what we do know is that we live in a time-based reality, and when you're out of time in the heart center, then you're connected to source energy, which does not live in time, never created time, does not understand time, because how would it understand time if it didn't live in it? So it didn't create it, so it's a whole different creative source type of energy from the darkness. So anyway, that's kind of my hit on that. So where are we when we're not here? That's another good question. If anybody has an answer to that one, that'd be good to try to figure that out. You know, you're just probably in some parallel lifetime, maybe living too. Remember, the dark side wants you.
The light isn't here. The light is nowhere, and it just seems to exist without identification.
Yep. And the speed of light that we know about in time is one thing, but the true light speed of true light does not exist in that time-based reality. So if you're kind of figure out, like they do here, how long it's going to take you to go to a planet or something, and how many light years away, and the time involved, etc. In true light, you know, it's instant, because there's no such thing as time. But in the time-based reality, then you do have time, just like we have time when we walk or drive our cars from one place to another. So then you're in the time-based reality, and you're controlled and governed by that reality. So for Colin, Larry, just want to add something to that.
Well, the scientists and Einstein were never in the light. They were just in this time-based reality, and they studied their telescopes and microscopes, but they were just into this time-based reality where they were stuck in lineal dimensions and figures, but they never got out of this. And all these logarithms, and they go on and on and on with their logarithms and their episodes about mathematics and stuff to prove things, but they're still stuck in that time dimension reality. They're not in the true light presence to break through that. They never broke through, and sadly, they'll be recycled back and forth over and over again because they never found the true light presence.
Yeah, that's correct, yeah.
Uh-huh.
That is right, because once you get stuck on a thought, the thought does not have an end to it. It keeps creating more thoughts and more thoughts, and all of a sudden you're in this a roller coaster ride of all different thoughts coming to you, because remember, your mind will want to try to figure something out. You know, one interesting thing, when somebody doesn't know the truth, then they'll have an argument forever about that, whatever it is. And once you finally understand what the truth is, then the argument stops. But when you're not sure, you argue to the death of something, because you're trying to maybe discover a point in what you're trying to talk about, because you don't know about what it is. So you're trying to use that energy to come forth. And they'll, you know, the darkness will give you the self-fulfilling prophecy continuously of what you're trying to figure out, to show you that you're on the right path, so you can buy some more books to read and study and waste your time, because you're just working more on the darkness energies and being courted to it. So they give you more books to read to boggle your mind, to get more mind energy into you, which is what they can tap off of. So thank you for calling, Larry. Very interesting.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Larry.
Thank you.
It sure can get mind-boggling, like you say, Ron, and we can keep going and going and going with all those questions, and it really takes us out of where we really want to be, which is more in our bodies. And so it's a question that kind of it can be interesting, but at the same time it can also take us out. So anyway, because I know we're all asking the same question. So Thomas was also saying, is only what you see in the present real? Well, I don't know if you want to go on a little bit on that. I know.
Okay, so let's assume that you're fully in your body. So let's get everybody fully in their bodies. So here we go. I'm going to bring your body back to this reality right now. So I'll count to five, one, two, three, four, and five. I'm yawning, so some people were not here, even though they thought the body was here, it was a clone body taking the place of you. Okay, next one, we'll bring your spirit back in. One, two, three, four, and five, and have it integrate with your body. One, two, three, four, and five. Now you should be present here. Now, you could have been somewhere else in a parallel universe, experiencing the exact same sensations, feelings, temperature, whatever you want to call it there, in a parallel universe, listening to this show, but you weren't here. But yet they fabricated everything for you. So right now everybody should be in this present reality. So the question now is what you see in the present real? So right now what you're seeing is real. Before, it may have been just energies that were fabricated for you, like in 3D, okay? And it may not even be real until you physically touch them. But I won't go into that aspect. But, you know, you have to kind of get really sci-fi with this here to really try to figure it out, because, you know, remember, in all the sci-fi movies, there is definite truth to all of these things. They just put them up so that the dark side can kind of probably watch it through you as you're watching the movie, and they're getting a chuckle out of it because you're going, oh, that can't be real. And they go, oh, this person doesn't know, but we're showing them a glimpse of what we can actually do to them, what we can cause, and different situations, you know, et cetera. So, so what you actually are seeing now should be real to you, okay? What you may have had seen or felt maybe 5 minutes ago could have been a cloned you in a cloned universe listening to this program, okay? So that gets very disconcerting. This is why you always want to call your spirit back. On the website, we have a clearing on the left-hand side. It's Be Here Now clearing, and it's a free clearing. Just get on there and get in there and do it, and it will bring you back from wherever you are. Maybe most people just think you're only in one place. You could be in thousands of places. I said thousand with an S, okay, and not even knowing about it, and the dark side is tapping off of your energy. So you're courted many, many, many times. And this is why sometimes you have unexplained dreams or fears. You have situations where maybe you go to sleep at night You're very restless. You wake up the next morning, you're dead tired. You wonder what happened, how come? Well, that's because you're out in a parallel universe doing something, using up all your energy. Remember, your spirit energy is normally pretty strong. It can do quite a bit. It can revive your body instantly and many other things. But when you're out there doing something with your spirit, maybe they took your body and brought it someplace else, and you're running and running and running. You know, maybe you're afraid of something. Then you come back here, and maybe they give you a shower off before you come here, and they pop you back into bed with your pajamas on, we'll say, and you wake up the next morning, you go, man, what a night I had. I just had a really rough time at it. Well, that's because you were abducted, and the abduction is what they do for everybody. It's not an easy thing. You're off in parallel lifetimes. I don't normally use the term too often with abduction as compared to parallel lifetimes, but they would be, in a sense, the same. Normally, the word abduction deals with aliens taking you out of your room at night, but you are actually having that done to you when you're having a parallel lifetime, but you don't know about it, whether the abduction, when you're going to actually probably see the beings taking you out, and then they experiment with you for, naturally, what they'll tell you, your best and highest good, that their interference with you, their control with you, you know, treating you as like a little bug in the cage or something, you know. That's what they do to us here. So we're their grand experiment. And so with their grand experiment, you know, I'm sure the gods out there just laughing at us on how we think we're so serious down here living, and they're just saying, man, these people don't have a clue what we're doing to them. And they think that they really got it going here. And they don't know how much we're controlling them, but they think they really understand life. And so, remember, there's more than one alien race after you also, not just one of them. So, anyway, this is kind of going into our
sci-fi.
Sci-fi Friday show, but this will give you a little glimpse on it. We get into these areas sometimes.
Yeah.
Turn it back over to you, Annika. We'll just kind of switch gears here a little bit, make a little
lighter. Yeah, yeah. I do want to...
Never know.
Huh? Sorry,
you're
Ron.
You're on, Annika.
I'm on. Okay. So there's one question that was sent to me by a person on email, and it kind of goes into a little bit about if you're not home, then what is? As in, if we're not in our bodies, then... where are we, first of all, and what is there in its place? And this goes into some other parts of us. Of course, it could be entities, but there's also something that we've called shapeshifters, and that is called something else called shadow bodies. And this question is asking, are shapeshifters and shadow bodies the same thing? And if they're not, can the light ship explain if they are different?
Okay, they are different. To us, it probably appear to be the same, in a sense, is that they're both typically living with you. Okay, so the common denominator is they're both living in your same space as you, and or as your body. You could be your spirit. Okay, so a shapeshifter is an alien life form that normally would look like its alien form of whatever it is. Okay. Although it's invisible, so it's at a different frequency that we cannot physically see. And it could be smaller than us or many times larger than us, but they can change the time-based reality, and they can stick these things in us, even though it could be three times our size, because they have the technology to do that. So, getting back to shapeshifters now, a shapeshifter is an alien life form that's real, and they come forward sometimes, and you can sometimes see people displaying a different face, a different body type, maybe longer fingers, maybe different types of skin, maybe a long tail, maybe horns, maybe red eyes, maybe eyes that look like a squished grape, sort of, you know, reptilian type eyes, you know. So what they do is they come forward off and on because they want to come in front of us, we'll say, on the front of our body and look out and see what's around. And then they slowly move themselves back, not to disturb us, back behind us. or, you know, behind, maybe on the back side of our skin, we'll just use that terminology. So what they do is when they do this, they come in and out of reality very quickly, and sometimes they get discovered. And when you see somebody like that, you normally don't really believe it because it happens so quickly that you're going to go, no, this isn't really happening. You know, I don't see this person looking like some kind of monster in front of me because I blinked my eyes and it was just the regular person standing there. So does this sound like your mother-in-law or father-in-law, you know? People may be laughing here, but that could be true, too. They can come to actually check up on you and steal the body, the physical body, to do this. So this is what a shapeshifter is. So it just changes form. Sometimes they can come to you and look like something else, and then they'll shapeshift into another form. This is what they're doing. And they can also bring your body and create your body also, like a clone body, and that could be a shapeshifter. Okay, the next one here is a shadow body. A shadow body is a true clone of you. As a cloned spirit, a cloned emotional body, a cloned mental body. So it's you, identical to you, and it has an agenda, so it takes your place. So if you watch the movie Surrogates, you know, that's that same way. Somebody's remote controlling a body that looks like theirs at a younger age, and they're living a good life because they're using their thought energies to do this. But a shadow body, remember, is a body created by the darkness, so it doesn't have your own energy making it live. So a shadow body is controlled by the darkness. It has a program, and that program, we'll just say, is linked to the body, and that program tells the body how to be, how to act, how to respond in any situation. And along with that body is an emotional body. So all these things can look just like you. So I'll be doing a clearing on these to get rid of them out of people. Maybe in the next month I'll have it up on the website. And it will be pretty extensive. But it will allow you to get rid of these shadow bodies. I did a few samples for people already. And if anybody out there has experienced one of those samples, you might want to call in or at least type on a fast chat. But it's a wonderful clearing because these shadow bodies take on different personalities of you. So it's not as if, you know, your mind was split into different personalities. These shadow bodies portray different personalities that are with you. And this is probably why people shift in consciousness. If you watch somebody, they might jerk a little bit and all of a sudden another person is on. And this is what happens. So one gets turned on, one gets turned off. They bring them up, bring them down. And, you know, you could have, you know, let's say 20 shadow bodies living with you. So you start off in the morning, you get up out of bed. That could be one shadow body. It knows how to maybe have, you know, maybe coffee and donuts or something, okay? Another one knows how to drive your car. So it really likes driving your car. And another one likes going to your job or maybe hates going to your job. Another one, you know, may not like your friends around you, or another one might like your friends. So people say, gee, so-and-so is coming over to see me. They go, oh, no, I don't want to see that person. They leave. Maybe their shadow body, which is a different alien life form, doesn't like that particular alien life form. Maybe it smells to them. You know, maybe that one shadow body says, man, this life form stinks. Has an odor. I don't want to be with it. But you can't smell it. This is probably why we have wars, because one alien race races shadow bodies that are in people don't like another race of aliens, so they have a war. You know, very interesting, but these are all facts that happen. So you have to look at the situation. So the shadow bodies I'll be releasing from people, normally they feel much better afterwards. And, you know, your personality maybe becomes less because who you thought you were was a shadow body. And that no longer would be with you. You know, eventually you're going to be yourself. And then you're going to be in the present moment, in the now, and be with your own spirit as opposed to being a cloned person. So back to you, Annika.
So that sounds like a fantastic clearing coming on the website that you're going to have up there. So Yeah, it's very, very interesting.
These are called the embedded shadow bodies.
So these are the embedded ones, okay, because I know we've talked a little bit about that recently. Yeah, very interesting. Thomas was asking for some healing for eyes. So maybe, I don't know if you want to do something like, I don't know, a sample of a particular pain clearing or something.
Sure. So eyes and ears are probably the more harder things to actually do healings on for some reason. Why, I don't know. Anything that's on the surface of your body that you can physically see requires a much different type of energy because your mind takes it and imprints upon it. And this is kind of what happens. Stuff internally is much, much easier to work with. But we'll try to do an eye clearing here. So here we go. I have had people who've come on the conference calls Mondays and Fridays for a month to actually have better eyesight. So I don't know if that's available to you or not, Thomas. Looks like you might live somewhere else where it's late at night, but those calls start at 5:30 my time, PST, which will be in about 45 minutes. So here we go. Work with your eyes. So let's go back 7 days. So 7 days ago, we're in a clear way energy that may have produced an eye problem. 6 days. And if you notice, I always work with time. So I'm working with days. Why do we work with days? Why do all the clearings work with days? Because they work on the time-based reality. So all the clearings that we work with, if you have an emotional clearing, for instance, it starts at the present moment and goes back to conception. And the reason is because we have to cover the territory of what you have lived up to that moment in time going backwards. Because in the time-based reality, what happened to you previously is all an accumulation of where you are in that present moment. So when I go from 7 days, That is basically clear for what happened between 6 and 7. And then we go from, on the 6th day, we go from 5 to 6. And so this is how these clearings work. So you have to go back and clean the spiritual blueprint out of situations that you've dealt with. So now we're going to the 5th day here. Now we're going to the 4th day. And so just trying to pick one day to clear. Some people come to me and say, Ron, you know, I had a divorce on so-and-so day. It was awful. Can you clear that one day for me? Or a car accident. I go, well, I can do that. I can clear away the energy, but it's not going to be a complete clearing. And I do that at times, and people get a lot of relief, but that's not, that's just part of the tip of the iceberg. You want to have your whole lifetime cleared. Because if you have, say, an accident, that accident's been with you and all your ancestors forever. So you want to get rid of the accident out of you, not just the last event of a accident. You may have had, you know, 10,000 accidents. You want to get those taken out also. You want to get your DNA clear. This is what Jesus was doing, clearing you of your sins. But we work with this lifetime on most of the clearings. It's called a whole lifetime clearing. So we're on yesterday, and now we're doing today. And if you want to know why people don't heal, go to, I think it's 828-09 is a good BBS archive. Okay, there we go. Okay, Annika, that's one for eyesight. We'll just see how that works for everybody. Back to you.
Okay, so Carrie was asking, you know, going back to that clearing that you're going to have come up, and she's asking if can more shadow bodies come to us or get embedded in us after a clearing, after we've cleared them all.
Okay, so I have not had anybody as yet have all of their shadow bodies cleared yet. I think I have probably, just guessing here, maybe worked with maybe five bodies so far with people. So typically, what I'm seeing, people have probably at least a dozen and I would say more than likely around 20 or so. And, you know, it's these, you know, what you could do is write down what your personality traits are. What happens to you when you get upset? That'd be a personality trait. That'd be a shadow body coming forward. How do you feel about eating food? You know, just take some basic key issues, and you probably have a shadow body controlling them. And once those are released, then everything will probably be more neutral for you. Now, the question is, after they're all released from me and I'm more in the present moment, am I going to have more come to me? Well, what we do, we take out the blueprint. We take out the controlling energy from the aliens, wherever that is. We'll just say, you know, I use the term lightly, kind of like it's in a file cabinet someplace in some alien universe in an office. So we look for that alien universe, that location, that building. We get your file cabinet out, pull out your folder, and destroy that blueprint and that information. So right away, whatever the aliens have chosen to do to you, that information is gone. And then we, you know, at first we get rid of the body itself. Then we go after the blueprint. So typically, unless they have put something else in that file cabinet, and we do look for things, that alien race probably will not even know that you're not even being, you know, tagged any longer, because the information is deleted. So it's like having, you know, your trash can recycle bin deleted on your computer. And can they come back to you? Well, they got to find you first. You know, are you going to websites looking up alien stuff? You know, well, you may be contacted that way. You know, they may look and say, ah, we got so-and-so, you know, connecting to us energetically, and we know that, but all of a sudden, our link to them is no longer here. What happened? So they may want to connect back to you again. Typically, I would say for most people, I would say probably not. They probably just did it one time. Remember, this energy is probably connected to your DNA, so you've had it for, you know, eons of time. So once it's released out of you, then all of a sudden, they're probably not going to even know who you are. And this is what I would say. So if you had, say, 20 of these clearings, you know, more than likely you might be pretty safe to not have them attached to you. But I can't guarantee that, but I would think, you know, logically we'll say, using the timeline reality of how they think, knowing that they work in time, once that timeline is taken away, because those energies come in on their timeline. Once you have no timeline, then all of a sudden, how do they attach to you? So, hope that answered your question.
Well, that's good, Ron. You know, it does actually, when you think about all those things that are in other people too, and what we're all dealing with here, it's kind of gets a little easier to be less upset or angry with other people, I find personally anyway. And yeah, so it's interesting, even though it doesn't make it easy, but it is interesting to know, kind of understanding.
That's the best thing, because say, at first you wonder, what's going on with this person? Why me? What's happening? You know, why am I involved in this situation? Well, you know, the part that's really talking to you may not be you. Or it could be you wondering why you're being controlled so much. Why did I do that, you know? Why did I go out and spend all this money on something that I knew I didn't have the money for, you know, but I did it anyway. And now I got this thing. I can't return it. I mean, maybe you went out and you had a meal at a restaurant for $150 or something, you know, and you ate it all and you get home and you go, man, what did I do that for? Well, maybe you wanted emotional satisfaction, okay? But then, you know, you stuck with the bill. And you go, wow, that was a dumb thing to do. I could have did something else for $10 instead of $150. You know, you all know what this is like. And so, you know, that alien in you, that either the shadow body or the shapeshifter wanted to eat something, you know. Or maybe you go out and you eat some food that you never had before in your life. Maybe for some reason you wanted to have octopus energies because that alien inside of you was an octopus and it wanted to feed on more octopus energies. You go, well, I'll go to have a sushi bar. Never been to before in my life, but I'll do that. And it'll pick out the best one that it can find because it wants to probably get the DNA back into you a little bit stronger, so it'll have some more octopus energy or whatever else you're eating. So or squid energy or whatever that would be, an alien life form, you know. So this is what happens. And you always wonder why you did something afterwards. Or you see maybe one of your children doing some bizarre behavior and you reprimand them. And you reprimand in the body because the body did it. You don't know how the body was controlled, but you got angry with the body. And then the poor body goes, man, I'm being spanked, I'm being hit, I'm being yelled at, I'm being punished or whatever. And the poor body goes, man, I didn't do this. The shapeshifter inside of me, this alien did it inside of me. It made me do it. You know, that's the thing that people talk about. I didn't do this. Well, something else did, you know. But they're not conscious enough to say, you know, I'm being controlled by the darkness here. You know, these aliens are on my butt, and they're causing all these problems for me. And I'm very sorry that I did this, but it wasn't me, and I'll never do it again. Well, you know, until the next one comes forward. And this is why when people get caught from doing something, maybe we'll just say with their hand in the cookie jar, and they say, you know, I'm sorry that I did this, you know, it just happened. Well, it wasn't you. More than likely, it was something else. So, that's the skinny on that. And the whole thing is, you can live life better knowing that people are not responsible for their actions. This is what Jesus said on the cross. Forgive them, for they don't know what they do. You know, you might have a much better way of understanding. See, he was aware of this here. He knew about the alien intervention and how we're being messed with here. He knew about the timeline. He knew about why people did not understand his teachings, because they were controlled by aliens. They had all this stuff inside of them, all these mind transmissions, etc. So you have to understand, you know, what he understood and why these healings and teachings that he brought forth was so imperative for the existence of humanity, so people could get out of here. So if you're listening to this radio program, more than likely you've been here since Jesus' time, and you're only here for one reason. That's because you're mind-controlled, and that's because you missed all the ascensions that happen every 2,000 years. And so, you know, is it your fault? Well, you're being mind-controlled, probably not. Did you listen to your heart, your spirit, to find out how to get out of here? Maybe not. And so, but now you are. So if you can't get out of it, out of the mind control, you know, by all means, at least do one clearing. Go to the website and do the spirit barcode. That's the tracking device that the aliens have on you. And that's the planetary barcode clearing, and all the aliens tap into that. And that takes your spirit away during the ascension time. And our first ascension time from the darkness will be in 2012. They're already talking about that. People are going to buy that, you know, hook, line, and sinker. So you want to, you know, probably do that barcode also, the 2012 Ascension barcode, and also do your spirit barcode. But do the spirit one first. If you want to leave here and you don't want to be in this misery another time around, get that barcode done. And it takes some time, but it will clear your spirit off of the energy, and then the light ship will find you at Ascension time. So back to you, Annika.
Yep. So vitally important, and why we're all here, and thank you for being here with us and sharing the information, Ron.
Yeah, Neil has a good thing there. Says, I don't know what got into me. That's true.
I know. It's
thank
totally
you, Neil.
True.
That's great, yeah.
Thank you. Yep, perfect.
I don't know what got into me, or you know, the devil made me do it, or you know, something like that. You know, all these phrases have truth in their meaning, you know. My skin is crawling. Well, what do you think? You got aliens and you're moving around, you know. So you want to get on these 8-hour calls on Sundays.
Yeah. Yep, that's so true. So we are actually at our end today, and I wanted to thank you all for sharing this with me and being here with you, Ron. It's just so great. Thank you. And could we just leave with some maybe
yeah,
peace
let's get
energy?
Some positivity here. I don't want to have
it here. Thank you.
Even though it did sound like a downer a little bit, at least now when you see all your friends and they're behaving maybe stupidly to you or doing some weird stuff, that it's not the body that's the body's being controlled. You know, it's not the person maybe that you married initially or whatever. It's somebody else living in there. And maybe the friends that you used to like, you know, are not those friends any longer, but the body's the same. Especially people who get addicted to drugs, you know. and that causes a lot of heartache for families, you know. But anyway, here we go. Let's get some wonderful peace energy. So sit back and relax. Here it comes. So stronger. Bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. We'll leave her activated for an hour for you. So here we go. Stronger. Go down about an inch or so on your scroll bar. Stronger. Creation light shift. Healing on BBS radio. Stronger. 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 And stronger. Okay. So, see everybody next Wednesday on BBS at 7 o'clock Pacific.
Bye,
everybody.